This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves with me.
Alex.
I said me. Yeah, me, Mark, right? And then you, Alex. Sorry, Alex, I'm messing up here. It's early in the morning by my standards, 10 o'clock. I'm used to doing radio show in the evening and being, you know, up and ready at 7. But now, 10 in the morning, we are here in the U.S. Mariana Islands on the island of Saipan. And, Alex, is it a bold statement to say that Saipan is the freest place in America?
I think it's maybe a little conservative, in fact.
So what would one say otherwise?
I mean, I would just look at the competition, right? Where in America comes anywhere close to Saipan's freedoms? What's the most free place in America before Saipan?
If you look at freedom in the 50 states, it would say that Florida and New Hampshire are the freest places in the United States. And then, like, Indiana and South Dakota have come in with good numbers in the past. I mean, I don't have it sitting in front of me.
And none of those places have legal marijuana. The tax rates are much higher. You can't even tint your windows fully. How can these places be called free?
Yeah, when you talk about the tax rate, so I like to talk about tax rate when it comes to freedom, because if you want low tax, if you want no income tax, you want to smoke weed, you want to gamble, you want to visit prostitutes, you can go to Nevada, right? But Nevada has figured out that if it lets people do those things, that it can tax them in many other ways. And, you know, I mean, there's all the regulations in Nevada and all that stuff. We just don't have those things in Saipan, but there's gambling's legal here, if that's what you want to do. I don't recommend it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Gambling.
They called it the stupid tax.
Yeah, it's a vice for a reason. But, you know, I mean, if that's what you want to do, then by all means, get out there and do it. Prostitution isn't legal here, but, you know, I used to live in Florida, and they had these massage parlors on the side of the road down in the, not the nicest sections of town. And I think things go on there.
Yeah, well.
And those sorts of things go on here, too.
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't know what goes on precisely, but I suspect that isn't all completely legal. That's my guess. And for whatever reason, that isn't checked on or worried about terribly. And marijuana is legal. You can have six plants here recreationally.
I believe it's up to 16, actually. I'll have to double check that.
It might be some adults and then some pups or something like that. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure how it all works out. Again, I don't have marijuana plants growing in my house, so I haven't checked this out. I think you can't grow them outside like shrubbery.
Yeah, they have to be shielded from public view. Because if a kid walks by and sees a plant, something crazy might happen.
Right, right. You know, we were walking through my mother's neighborhood in Sarasota, Florida. I was down there, I guess, a couple months ago, and there was an angel trumpet. Now, those who know plants know a couple of things about angel trumpets. A, they are a very powerful hallucinogenic. And B, the flowers are gorgeous. I mean, they're just gorgeous. They're 8 inches long, and they hang down into this sort of stylized trumpet.
And you're talking about flowers?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Yes. And, I mean, they're just amazing. So, you know, somehow kids were walking by, I presume, people are walking by this plant all the time, driving by it all the time, and they aren't twisted and deranged by its powerful hallucinogenic effects. But Yeah, we gotta shield marijuana plants from people's sight. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, I think part of it is if people knew how easy it was to grow what they sometimes call weed because of its easiness to grow, everyone might be growing it. So I think that might be one of their big concerns is the more people you see doing it, the more common it will become and the more people's minds will be unlocked.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much I think marijuana unlocks your mind, but I do know that competition drives down pricing. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, is it that we just have to, because it's more expensive to grow plants indoors than it is to grow them outdoors. And is that what it is all about, is just making it more expensive and more difficult to grow the plants? By the way, I also suspect if you were to grow a marijuana bush in your backyard that likely no one would know.
Yeah, based on the historical evidence, you can see marijuana plants around, especially on the smaller islands of Tinian and Rota, and the government does not seem to mind.
Right, so no big deal there. So if we're, I think you're right. If you say that a place is the freest place in America, you have to compare to the other places. You can't say a place is free because there's no place on the planet that's sort of completely free. And I'm not sure, I don't know. I don't know how that would work because we've never been able to try. Like, socialism gets tried in every form out there. Statism gets tried in every form that's possible. And no one bats an eye. Oh, well, let's try UBI. Oh, let's try public health care. Oh, let's try murdering a bunch of people that we don't like because they're wearing glasses or they're intellectuals or whatever the mind-numbed stupidity that is trotted out. But by God, if you suggest that free people should be able to move together and live together and attempt to create a society that is completely free right now, they'll freak out. I mean, it's not like you're even asking a country to give up a piece of land, right? So, I mean, you know, if you were to move into the United States and some patch of ground in some state and buy it and just say, hey, we're free, we're not paying your property taxes, and we're not going to participate in your system, we're not going to your schools, we're not going to, you know, we don't need anything from you. Even if you did that, I could see, well, the state's giving up a piece of its land, it would be upset about that. But they've tried creating islands in the South Pacific, pumping land up. And what happened? Well, the King of Tonga came and aimed a 50 cal at them.
Yeah.
They tried floating a shed, a tent, basically, 13 miles out in international waters from Thailand. And the King of Thailand sends out a gunboat to burn it all down.
Yeah.
I mean, the Liberland between Croatia and Serbia...
Yeah.
No one will recognize this piece of country, which is, you know, it's by all definitions a country, but I think it's Croatia. Yeah, it's Croatia that just keeps disallowing people to even go in. It's not their country, but they're not letting people go into it. They arrest people over it. So freedom terrifies politicians and bureaucrats. It terrifies them because they know what they do.
Freedom or competition?
I think it's freedom. So it's. I don't think it's I mean, it could be competition in that they could draw people away. But if you show that we don't need this particular activity by the state or that particular activity by the state, it means that a bunch of people who are employed, I like to call them parasites, but you know, these people in these parasitical jobs are employed to do X or Y, and it's like, whoa, you don't need us? Well, that will not do. That is just not going to do. And that's what it comes down to. It's like government schools. Government schools graduate people at a 19%. That's almost 20%. That's one out of five people that graduate. I'm not talking about the people who drop out. I'm talking about graduates. They graduate functionally illiterate.
Wow.
And in some districts, that's two out of five. That's a tremendous... I mean, that kind of failure could be had with no school at all.
Yeah.
But they demand from you the most expensive thing that your local government does is this middle-class welfare babysitting day prison that they put together. And they're like, well, if you can read, thank a teacher. Well, what if you can't read? If you can't read this bumper sticker, what do you do? punch a teacher in the mouth? I have no idea. Well, I'm not blaming teachers, by the way. It's I think that
it's a lack of funding. If only they had more funding, they could fix everything through education.
Highest funded school system on the planet. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
And I want to ask you about your retirement. Are you 100% sure that you're going to have a great retirement? Or do you have some doubt? Tom Young, the author and founder of the CFO Project, can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you can't wait to take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you how to build wealth and eliminate debt all at the same time. You can get your free copy now at CFO. That's a chief financial officer. CFO-project.com. That dash is important. CFO-project.com. You can invest in yourself and your family today and get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, at CFO-project.com. And this isn't just copy I'm reading. My family does this. We do this whole process. You can go find out more about how it's done. CFO-project.com. So, I was ranting in the first segment about, you know, the Marianas being the freest place in the United States, and then just sort of showing how governments around the world, not just the United States, it's not like I'm singling out Washington, D.C. Moscow and Beijing are not exactly bastions of freedom either. And I'd say Washington, D.C., well, probably the best of the three if I had to make my choice between them. But, you know, picking between types of cancer isn't exactly a delightful thing to do either. So, I just got to say, governments dislike freedom in general. And one of the freedoms they really dislike is vice surrounding sexuality, especially in, I think America, because it's Christian, is this way. But I don't know. I see a lot of prostitution in Asian countries, but they're still seem to dislike it. So what's going on with the porn industry in California?
Yeah, so reading an article from Reason, they're covering this California bill that would require occupational licenses for porn actors, strippers, and cam girls. So that's right, even if you're a cam girl, there's no physical interaction between you and the viewer. They still believe that they can regulate how you do your trick.
I'll bet they regulate it with money too. I bet there's a license. I bet this license costs money.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
what a good guess.
Here the government is taking money from sin.
Yep, merchants of sin.
That's what they are. They're pushing it as they want you to pay for your sin beforehand.
Yeah. So the two assembly members, as they call them in California, are Lorena Gonzalez from San Diego and Christina Garcia from Bell Gardens.
Huh. The ladies don't want the ladies making money in this situation. It's an interesting split among the feminists, by the way, is the ones that want pro-sex feminists versus, I don't know what the other ones are called, anti-sex feminists.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a correlation between number of cats and views on such matters.
I bet there is.
So, yeah, essentially the bill would require the aforementioned people, adult entertainers, video performers, and webcam performers to obtain a license and, of course, complete a state-mandated training course on how to apply their trade, because the state of California really knows how these industries work and how to educate people.
Yeah, they're going to fix it. They were at one point trying to make sure that all porn actors wore condoms. They failed in that one. It's a notoriously difficult industry to regulate because it's not like they've got an office. You know, you can't just send the cops into the office and say, hey, who in here isn't wearing a condom? You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they rent mansions and houses and do it in the parks, and I don't know exactly what they do.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they created a new government job to research all the videos to make sure they're in compliance.
Somebody's going undercover.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things is that you can't leave the other states off the hook on this, because I think it's 48 states basically make porn illegal. Now, there's cam girls all over the country because there's just nothing they can do to regulate this. So California is just hoping that some cam girls send them a check.
Well, what defines a cam girl?
I guess somebody who has a camera that is hooked up to the internet and takes off their clothing for money.
So if they don't take off their clothing, they're not a cam girl? Like, it's...
Yes, I would say so.
Okay. So if you're one of those Twitch streamers with a very deep V-neck,
yeah,
playing video games, you would be considered what?
I don't know what you would consider that, but I wouldn't call it, you know, I wouldn't call that a cam girl. That wouldn't be what I would consider. But I can tell you that I have seen on Twitter and on Twitch. So Twitter is a social media platform, but Twitch is a streaming platform, a video. I've seen gals who are coming as close as they possibly can to taking their clothes off. And I imagine if you join their little club, right, and that they've got some kind of club. I don't even know about the clubs, but I imagine they have a club, and I imagine if you join it that you get to see the thing, the bits that you don't get to see otherwise.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that there's a large amount of thirsty mama jammas running around on the internet that are doing it. I don't know. I've wondered to myself, what's being hidden behind that very thin piece of fabric or that hand that is strategically placed. But I suspect it's a lot like everything else that's in all those spots with on half the population of the planet.
I don't know, Mark. It sounds like you're being a little misogynistic. Are you saying that they're not just doing workout videos to share their love of fitness?
Well,
not just wearing low Vs to get a better airflow?
Oh, yeah. And
it's hot out there with all the global warming.
And the cosplay. They just love making costumes.
Yeah, it's art. You don't appreciate some good art?
I do. I appreciate good art. And the female body has often been used to accent art. So I'm not going to argue that it's art. May very well be art, for all I know. But, you know, I some of it I don't call art, personally.
Well, it seems that California doesn't either.
Yeah.
There's a line, once you cross it, you enter their net, and they want their gate fee.
Now, don't take this as a fact, but I believe there are only two states in the union that allow pornography. And one is California, and the other is New Hampshire. Now, New Hampshire, as far as I know, has not seen some kind of burgeoning porn industry. And even though it's been legal for over 10 years now. And I think the reason for that is that California is just the place where porn exists, and it just can't be changed in the near future. California, you know, has a large amount of attractive women. You know, attractive women are more likely to move to Southern California than they are to move to any place else in the United States because they want to be actresses.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is speaking out about his longtime friend and ally, Roger Stone, being sentenced to 40 months in prison.
And I'm following this very closely, and I want to see it play out to its fullest because Roger has a very good chance of exoneration, in my opinion.
The president speaking in Las Vegas continues.
Roger was never involved in the Trump campaign. for president. He wasn't involved. I think early on, long before I announced, he may have done a little consulting work or something, but he was not involved when I ran for president.
Dozens of House Democrats are asking major banks not to fund oil drilling in Anwar. The Hill is reporting the letter signed by 33 lawmakers comes after Goldman Sachs announced it would not finance any new drilling or exploration in the Arctic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And, yeah, whatever you want to talk about, it's up to you. You can use the Discord lines, too. A lot of people, I think it's been, it's my understanding, the low thousands of people have signed up for the Discord. Just go to discord.freetalklive.com. That's discord.freetalklive.com. And you can get in there and chat with the folks in the chat room. They're chatting away as we speak. And you can, tag LRN Studios and ask us questions about the U.S. Mariana Islands. We made the claim in the first segment that it is the freest place in the United States. And I believe that claim. Having spent a month here now, I'm very confident in that particular claim. It's not free, but it is freer than wherever the heck you are, because the chances of you listening to me from Saipan are quite low. All the Saipanese listening, shout out. No shout outs on Free Talk Live. Ian's big on that. Yeah, I want to tell you about AnyPay. AnyPay's rolled out their ambassador program, and if you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash, well, now with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase made with cryptocurrency at those businesses, and all you have to do is you know, set it up. So you download the AnyPay cash register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses and then install it at a real-life business and then tell AnyPay what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. And so finally, there's a financial incentive for you to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash adoption, and you made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Get it all started there at AnyPayInc.com, and that makes it easy as it could be. Apparently, I am mistaken that pornography is allowed in other states. This is just something I had heard like 10 years ago when New Hampshire was passing the bill. So you found out otherwise?
Yeah, so there's a lot of, as you might think, what's the difference between prostitution and pornography? Is it just a video camera? Is that the only difference?
Yes.
That's wrong. One is art. No, I'm just kidding. Except if not. So there was a case called People versus Freeman in California where they're trying to distinguish what's the difference between pornography and prostitution. And what the court decided was there's a difference between someone who is selling sexual services for money, which is very bad, prostitution.
Bad.
Versus someone who is merely portraying a sexual relationship in a movie.
This I do not understand, I've got to say. So are you telling me that I could open a brothel? That so long as I videotaped everything that was going on in the brothel?
No.
No.
What is a brothel? It's a place that sells sex.
Uh-huh.
What you need to do is...
I would open a movie studio.
Yes. Now you got it. A film studio with casting.
So the distinction is...
couches.
The distinction is in words. It's just words.
Words have power.
That they do. That they do. So in this movie studio that is definitely not a brothel.
Yep.
We could have different rooms with different actresses that different, say, other people. I guess it doesn't have to be relegated to men, although it likely would be, largely. Men could go in and, what is it, portray a sexual relationship?
I think it could be called improvisation.
They could improv a sexual relationship with these actresses.
Yeah.
And whammo bammo, it's completely legal.
This isn't legal advice, but it seems that's you have a solid case there.
I think we should do that in Salt Lake City. And watch him go insane.
Yeah. I'm surprised no one else has tried it.
I am surprised, too, because that's absolutely what we're saying appears to be a legal situation. I want to make the libertarian case for prostitution. Look, I don't think prostitution's a great life. I don't think that the porn industry is a great life. And I wouldn't want to see my daughter, I don't have one, doing cam girl stuff. Okay? So I don't think any of those things are delightful, but I do understand that as long as there's been pictures, that there's been pornography. Right? Like the first guy who found a piece of charcoal and drew on the wall, I know he did, because I've looked at the pictures. He drew naked ladies.
You mean art?
That's what he likes.
Why don't you like art, Mark?
Yep, and he drew phalluses. You know, like, that's what they do. And so trying to stop human nature, as hard as you might try, you're just not going to be successful. So
California took a different approach and said, let's just regulate it.
Let's regulate it. This is bad, but we want money from the bad thing making us good. It makes it good if you give us bad money for good. I don't even know what the hell the idea here is. Somehow, what is going wrong that California needs to step in and regulate the cam girl and pornography industry?
They're including in their educational course a section on sexual harassment. That's very important.
I can't even imagine.
Imagine you're a stripper and someone's throwing money at you as if you're just some piece of flesh.
Shake it.
Hooting
shake
and hollering.
Shake your moneymaker. You can't say that to the stripper.
How dare they? How dare you?
I mean, you know, in these videos, these guys are smacking the rear ends of these ladies.
Yeah.
And
women need to know that that is sexual harassment and to say no.
They can say no, but apparently they like it. Like, if they like it,
no,
or
no,
they,
no, no. There's no liking. They're just acting.
They act like they like it.
Yes.
Well, why do they act like they like it? If we don't want people,
they're
doing
just reading
these
the script. you can't get this disconnect, Mark.
Aren't we teaching young men that this is the sort of behavior that is acceptable?
No, they're just watching art, and art can show us the good and the bad.
I see. So it's bad, and we're being shown that it's bad.
I'm not making any claim, and I think even California has not made any claim in regard to the goodness or badness of pornography.
I'll just go ahead and say it. Incest porn is gross. You know, like this, but it's just words. We were just talking about words, but right? Like these actors aren't related.
Where does it exist? It's just a scene.
It's right. Just a scene. It's just words, right? Like this person is not related to that person, but they say, "Oh, you're my stepbrother." It's yeah. Disgusting. Whatever. I just kind of. It's all sort of silly. In a libertarian world, yes, people would be able to do this, and there's no reason the state should be able to step in and decide what a relationship between two consenting adults should look like. And that includes payment. That includes sex. It includes the number of participants. It includes all that stuff. If you're worried about other people's business, and these bureaucrats clearly are, you're a busybody. And we're paying, or the people of California in this case, are paying for this sort of behavior. And I'm sure that they would like to spend their money elsewhere. California's got all kinds of problems, and they're not centered around the sex industry.
Yeah, well,
I mean, the politicians are the ones creating the problems.
And it's funny, because even some of the unions in the industry are fighting over this. The Adult Performers Actors Guild, see, actors, it's art, they're complaining that they weren't consulted about this law. The quote is, "We are shocked, disgusted, and angry that our parent unit did this without discussing with the ABAG." So there's even internal union conflict on how to best regulate the industry, which is my favorite kind of drama, personally.
I like it when the busybodies fight amongst themselves, too. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. I've got questions, lots of questions about freedom. And how the state of California just can imagine itself the ruler of these people's lives. And they certainly do. If you have questions about freedom, go to freedomsphoenix.com. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site with the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty. Their daily dispatch, I get it, It's sometimes it comes more than daily, by the way. It's the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, Freedoms with a Phoenix, FreedomsPhoenix.com. And to me, it's my liberty newspaper. That's the end of the story, right? You know, it's got a whole bunch of stories from all over the place, and they're curated from that perspective, freedomsphoenix.com. So, Alex, apparently I am to believe that prostitution isn't prostitution if it's being portrayed by actors. Is that right?
No, prostitution is always prostitution, and art is always art.
So, is it the camera that makes the difference in this? Because I've seen pornography, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, I have watched pornography.
You bad boy.
And by the way, this is you asked, is this a family-friendly show? I doubt very seriously that there's very many 12-year-olds that go to their radio and tune in to AM to listen to Free Talk Live. But, yeah, I mean, we're on news stations, and this is a news story, so we have to talk about it in a newsy fashion. You want to be clinical as opposed to prurient. But I mean, I've seen where they portray prostitution in the pornography, which is, in my opinion, simply prostitution. So it's all the same thing to me. So what happens if they portray the prostitution within the film? Is it prostitution again, or is
it's
art?
It's like Inception, right? It's like a dream within a dream.
I don't know what Inception is, but I get the idea of a dream within a dream.
Yeah.
So, what if prostitution isn't prostitution because there's a camera involved? What other things are not what they are if there's a camera involved? If the plumber comes to my house and I just have him fix the drain, but I have a camera on him, do I have to pay him? Because now this is now art.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you just need to pay him for his great performance. He did it. Wow, that sink looks like it's really fixed. That's amazing.
He's probably not a SAG performer, though.
That's true.
Screen Actors Guild. So he doesn't get actor's rates. What about, so sex really occurs. What about...
We're talking about sinks or something else?
Well, I'm wondering if the camera is magic.
I don't even think you need a camera. They never mention camera. It's just acting.
Right? It's just acting. You're right. So you could be acting for nobody in the room.
Yeah, you're just expressing yourself. Your First Amendment right as an American.
An expression.
Yeah.
You and the gal are doing an interpretive dance in the hotel room. This isn't prostitution. Yeah. This is pornography.
Art.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, but, you know, the introduction of the camera now makes this art. Or maybe it's not the camera. Maybe we just call it art. It's just art. So what other crimes, what other things that happen in real life are now just art because we filmed them or we were acting during them? So, I don't know, you pick. Can we do armed robbery as art and then it's not armed robbery?
Yeah, it's a tough question.
It's not a tough question. This is not a tough question. This is what happens in legal land when you start believing the lies the lawyers tell you. This is the thing. Somewhere along the line, somebody said there's a distinction between pornography and prostitution, and it's not the camera. Right? This is how dumb this is. Is that Americans go down this hole. Okay, well, we're putting our lawyer cap on now and we're going to think like lawyers. No! Stop listening to the liars, as we call them from down south. Yeah. They're just liars. Okay? Prostitution and pornography, the distinction between them is money. Is cameras. That's it. That's the distinction. So, prostitution, bad. Pornography, bad. I'm not saying that these things have good results, but I'm saying that they're very human activities.
Yeah. Well, it kind of reminds me of the way language and society and culture work in general, right? In certain contexts, taking someone's money is bad, but if the right people do it, then it's good.
Right. This is the distinction that the lawyers make here, too. What is the difference between armed robbery and taxation or extortion? You can pick. So if the government wants your money badly enough, it will send people with guns to get it. So that's armed robbery. But usually it's just extortion because it's like, you know that the people with guns will come to get this. So, you know, pay up. So, I mean, taxation, theft, I'd love to... Tell me, what's the difference between taxation and theft? That isn't, well, the government's always right. I mean, they write the laws, but that doesn't mean...
One of them is art.
Right, it's art.
Yeah, they're just acting. Don't you get it, Mark?
So
the government is acting like they're in charge of you, and they're acting like they have the authority, so it's legal.
So when George Washington's men drove bayonets into their government's employees... Were they just acting?
Yeah.
They were just...
Don't you see that picture of George in his boat on the river?
Yes. Yeah, it's great. I'm not sure it happened, but it's great.
That was just a screen capture of the movie. You know, they didn't have films back then, so they could only do it picture by picture.
I talked to a young man last night who didn't know whether Charlie Chaplin was acting in the 1920s or the 1820s. It just goes to show... what people just don't know. And I think that this is instructive. This story is very instructive, and it shows that people get into this crazy frame of mind when they start thinking about the state. The state of California, the state you're in, the United States federal government, Moscow, Beijing, London. These places are the homes of the world's most egotistical and maniacal criminals.
Actors.
Well, they're acting like people should pay attention to them, and they do.
Yeah.
I think the Democratic debate just occurred. Now, I like this horse race as much as anyone, because I understand somebody will be elected president come November of this year. But there's some things at stake, and I'm interested in it. I want to, you know, I'm paying attention to some extent. I didn't watch the debate. I don't care to. I've been lied to enough. I don't need to watch the debates. I know what they're going to say. They're going to say, finally, we're going to introduce some socialism that's going to work.
No, I think it was more like bashing on Bloomberg.
Yeah, well, Bloomberg, I just can't pick which billionaire from New York I want to get. I love having a choice.
Yeah.
You and I have a,
for you.
You and I have a bet on Bloomberg.
Yeah.
So what is it?
I'm betting that Bloomberg will win at least one primary. The power of capitalism can overcome the power of ideas.
It's a strong case, right? Like somebody can buy enough signs and just talk that people will vote for them. But I don't think Bloomberg is going to win a single state. That's my
not even
position.
New York, his home state.
Nope. I think
50 and territories too, right? Of the 50 states and four territories, you don't think just one of them you can squeak out?
Nope. The reason is that people don't vote independently. They're looking at what's happened, and so Bernie and Buttigieg, whatever we're calling this guy.
Mayor Peter.
Yeah. they've won the first. They've been first and second both times. Now, come Nevada, maybe they'll pull it off. But by South Carolina, if it's Bernie and Pete, then no, nobody else is going to make it.
Well, what happens when Bernie gets his third heart attack?
Well, he better choose his VP wisely. It would be my statement. I'm hoping for Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi did stand up for Bernie back in 2016 when she quit the DNC. This is the reason the Democrats really hate Tulsi. Is she quit the DNC because they're a bunch of liars. They say they like democracy, and they're lying to you. But don't worry. Just vote for one, because those liars are better than the liar that's in the Washington, D.C. right now. Just pick your liars, America. 855-450-3733. Politician is synonymous with Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you watch this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.